lot of people have been asking me, I don't know why they wouldn't just ask you, but they've been asking me. And it's funny, I almost forget that there are people listening to the show. Sometimes I feel like we're just talking to ourselves
sure.
here. But they come up and say, so how's Rochelle doing? And I'm like, what do you mean, how's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, her meniscus, how is she?
Yeah.
We mentioned that just once about a week or so ago. How is your knee?
It's okay.
And
it's
we don't know definitively because you haven't seen an orthopedic surgeon or anything or a chiropractor or whatever. But
again, it doesn't hurt. Nothing is swollen. It just feels a little uncomfortable. That's the only way I could describe it.
Like, you've got a little bump. It feels like there's some cartilage popping up to
your... There's something moving around in there. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's okay. It's fine. I mean, I'm fine. I've been walking on it. I've gone up and down the stairs. I've played with the kids. I mean, it's fine. So I think I'm okay.
Well, that answers everybody's question on the meniscus. Let me move and ask you, how are the elbows doing? How's your weenus?
My weenus.
AKA elbow skin.
Both of them are a little bit damaged from the weekend. And they hurt and they do not feel good. And this was something that I should not have done with a potential torn meniscus, but I took the kids to a trampoline park.
You shouldn't have done that, period. I'm annoyed that there's such a thing as a trampoline park.
No, they're great.
I'm anti-trampoline.
They are great.
I'm anti-trampoline.
No.
I don't like them.
No, you shouldn't be because they bounce themselves right to sleep. It's fantastic.
They can run around and tire themselves out, too.
It is really fun, and Grayson wanted to do that as part of his birthday weekend, so we did that. And the one that we went to, in particular, had this huge slide that you went up, and it was like a 90-degree drop, and then you...
That's how slides work.
It was really steep, and then you fly onto a blob at the end of it.
So this is for children. Why did you do this?
Well, it's for everyone. There's no age, but Lola wanted to go on it, but was scared. And I was like, if you want to go on it, go on it. You'll have fun. She's like, will you go with me? So I wanted to be brave and I went with her and I said, okay, I'm here. Let's go. She goes, can you go first? And so I went down this stupid slide. And I
feel like she set you up here.
No. Oh, she 100% did because
she wasn't scared at all.
No, she was scared because here's what happened. I went down this slide and I got scared on the slide and I ended up pulling my arms out and I skid both my weenuses on the slide. And so I'm bleeding. I have all these scuffs. And she sees this and then chickens out and runs back down the stairs and does not go down the slide.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't go. She didn't go at all.
You got some nasty scabs now.
They're gross and it hurts. Like, it kept me up at night the first night it happened. I forgot how much it hurts to skin your elbows or your knees or anything like that. I'm just too old to be doing this kind of stuff.
What else you got wrong? I feel like I'm forgetting two or three other...
My neck hurts a little bit.
You get some other ailments, maladies. Yeah.
Yeah. What doesn't hurt is the easier question to answer.
Remember how much fun it was when you had two scabs on your knees and then you'd be
great.
Like, oh, yeah. And now it's because you're at the trampoline park, which, again, shouldn't be a damn thing. Multiple weenuses? Is it ween eye?
I don't know.
You got more than one weenus. I think you're talking ween eye.
I don't know. I don't know the plural of weenuses. I apologize.
If anybody's wondering, I'm feeling better today. I know I went on and on a little bit yesterday.
A little bit.
Well... I have a fear of kidney stones, and I was thinking that's what it was because I had some pain in my lower abdomen and lower back, but it seems to have subsided a bit today. So I don't know what it was, but I feel a little better.
It was gas.
I guess, but I didn't really have a gassy day yesterday. So
maybe it was carb withdrawal, and Joe's Pizza cured you last night.
That's a great point.
It cured you.
Because I'll tell you what, Tuesday night we had this big salad with beets and all of that. It was horrible.
There were no beets in there. Quit being a baby.
And this is when this started, and then all day Wednesday, Thursday, I'm feeling terrible, and today I feel fine after I had Zapala and pizza yesterday and mozzarella sticks and Joe, Joe's a bad influence.
Those Zapalas. You brought those out just as a little little bonus.
Those are real good.
I love that guy. Where do you say he was from? Muhammad was from Bangladesh. He's a great guy. He brings him out, and he says, how do you like my bread? I said, your bread's delicious. And he said, another guy came here. He had three baskets of bread. After that, I said, that's it. No more bread for you.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That's great.
It was a friend of ours was in there one time, and he I don't know what he got. He had some sort of, like, mozzarella sticks or something. That's all he got. And he kept getting bread. And he asked the waitress, can I have another basket of bread? So she just brought it out, mindless stuff, just put it down. And he ate all that. He wanted another one. And Muhammad comes out of the kitchen to his fight. no more bread for you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's three for free. That's not fair.
It's not free. It's not free to him, you know? I mean...
well, right, yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, it was just so funny. And I told that story last night. That was funny.
His bread and pizza, his dough was fantastic, so...
Really good.
Good
really
job.
It made you feel better. Yeah. It was the
I think that's absolutely
withdrawal.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm not 100%. I do have some little creaks going on in my lower back, but I do feel a lot better today.
Mm-hmm.
Want to mention this. If you're out this weekend, beware of lantern flies. They can be found across New York, New Jersey, a little to the south in Pennsylvania, up into Connecticut, too. So the whole region being affected by these things. They say they may be pretty. They kind of look like a butterfly, but they get the. They almost look like a beetle. They've got two little wings that are red with the black dots on them.
They're yucky.
They say if you see them, you should step on them. Don't feel bad. There's scientists here quoting saying, don't feel bad about stepping on them. They're a highly invasive species. And while you would be, yes, you would be killing the lantern fly, they end up taking the habitat and causing havoc for other animals and crops. So there you are.
They were bad last year. I remember they were all over our deck.
Oh, yeah. And they got a little bit of a scent when you step on them, though, so be careful where you do it. But not like a stink bug, but they're not great, so...
Oh, stink bugs are the worst.
We get those here at the building
sometimes,
yeah.
Those are all over the building here. It's so gross.
It's like a whole different deal when you come in here early in the morning like we do, because sometimes the door will be covered with those things.
Ugh.
Ugh.
People come in during the day, don't realize all the bugs out there in the middle of the night that then...
You know what, Robbie? People work there during the middle of the day have no idea the trauma you go through every single day.
Sure.
You know?
It's true.
I feel like he's being sarcastic.
He is.
Yeah,
he is being sarcastic.
He's not being sympathetic to my...
stink bugs on the door.
Well, that's
you know?
That's absolutely true. There's raccoons by the garbage can.
Oh, yeah, there were.
Yeah.
They were cute.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Kermit's here. It's terrible. Terrible. You have no idea what happens at 5 in the morning when we arrive. You have no idea.
Yeah, it's a horrible life you have. I'll tell you that. It's just miserable. Miserable.
I'll be out there stomping on the lantern flies all weekend long.
That's right. Oh, I bet you, and I know you will, too. You'll probably go out of your way to look for them. Stamp on them.
I'll put a hit on them like Polly Walnuts. Watch me
That's
go.
That's right.
Good morning, America. We made it. Welcome to finally Friday. I mean, it's finally Friday, April the 28th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Ready to go, broadcasting across the USA to all the ships at sea on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Anywhere on a free Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. You know the deal. Big announcement to make to start off this morning. This is the last day to get yourself qualified to win $5,000 because Monday morning on this broadcast, somebody is going to become a thousandaire on us. $5,000.
I love that.
That's great.
You might already be a millionaire. I don't know. You might live in one of those big houses in Rumson. I don't know. Right. But we will add $5,000 to your bank account.
Yeah.
Before taxes.
Yeah.
About 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Three more chances to get qualified today, including this morning. Good morning, Joseph P. Nolan.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Now, I have to ask, did I do okay last night? Because I stayed...
You were fine. Yeah, you did great.
Okay. I stayed about an hour later than I usually would stay out on a Thursday night. And before I left, I said loudly enough for the entire group of us that got together to have a blast-off planning meeting, which is just weeks away.
Yes.
Our summer blast-off.
Yes.
I said, Joe, is the bill all set? Because I'd like to ask for our check.
Yeah, no, it was good.
All right, good. So everybody's happy.
Good job.
No one's upset with Robbie this morning.
No. Right, you had a good night. You had a good night. Yeah, you were good. You were good.
Boy, that food there at the little tavern you took us to was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
You know what? It's one of these little, I mean, every town or area has one of those. You know, it's a little tiny bar that's just set by itself. Not around anything, and it's a great little place called Crone's.
Yep. Yeah.
And before we left, we got the Captain and O'Neill a gig there. They're going to play there over the summertime.
Captain and O'Neill, the house band at our summer blast off. And yep. If you've been anywhere up in mostly Union County, but really around the whole Central Jersey region, they play all over the place. They're great. Former police officers turned rock stars.
Yeah.
And they'll be our house band for the summer blast off Friday, May 26th. So.
Well,
that's great.
About rock stars, but
well, they're pretty darn
they're
good,
pretty
Joe.
Good.
I thought they were a hoot up there. I especially enjoyed when they made fun of the Red Sox and made me feel like the like the odd man
out
at the party.
That's on the post game playlist. That won't be on the air this year, but that'll be on the post game playlist for sure. One of the first songs after we go off the air will be Sweet Caroline, the Captain and O'Neill version.
Yeah, so they can curse at me during the song about how the Red Sox suck.
They can't do that on the radio. They'd much rather be a little freer with their words.
Mm. Everybody was giving you a hard time about the Rangers versus Devils last night, but you come out laughing this morning. They look pretty good. I'll tell you what, not bad.
I tell you, it was actually a little scary. They looked great last night, and the Devs looked really, really good last night. And, boy, I bet that train ride home last night was a lot of fun.
A lot of arguments going on there. Do you see the clip from the Jets trading going on today? It's a 13-year-old kid announced who the trade was going to be. Do you see that yesterday?
No.
They picked up a player from, was it Green Bay? Was it another person from Green Bay? Because I know they made a deal with the Packers to be able to get Aaron Rodgers out here, and they brought out a kid. It was a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yes.
And he got to announce, your New York Jets next pick is.
At the draft. Okay.
That was so cool to see a little kid get up
there.
He was
so cute.
Man, he was living the dream.
Yeah.
You want to make yourself smile to start the weekend, go look up that clip, because he was just, you could tell how excited
J-E-T-S,
he was. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that. Even my cold, old heart was warmed a little bit seeing a kid get to...
Very cute.
Get to fulfill his dream there, so...
Because usually you'd knock him out of the way and tell him to shut up.
Out of my way, kid. This is my job. I'll show you how it's done. I did feel bad, though, because I did get the feeling that your wife wanted us to stay out a little bit later. So I just, I'm sorry.
She wants everyone to stay out later. That's not, you know, that's just the way she is. She's, you know, that fear of missing out thing. You know, she just wants to have fun all the time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's married to an old man.
That's not true. Maybe the best part of the evening, though, is we all decided that we're going to do the show on Blastoff Day, May the 26th, from 6 to 10 as usual. And then we're all going to come back, and we're going to start a little bit early at lunchtime and then ride the thing on out for the rest of the party, and we've demoted Kermit. That was my favorite part of the whole night.
Did you tell him that yet?
No.
Well, don't do it on the air.
Remember what you just said about me pushing a kid out of the way?
This is the kid knocking the kid down and saying, move, kid.
This is kind of the same thing.
That wasn't right.
Yeah, he's not listening right now.
No,
it's true. He's working. And, but still, I mean, no.
We'll speak to him. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
And you're doing that because it was your idea.
That's right. It was my idea. I'm volunteering to work a longer day. You should be delighted.
Oh, I tell you what. Yesterday, that was the best part of my day. Other than the Devils winning, I get to sit next to Robbie for 3 hours. That's going to be great. I can't wait for that.
This will be 7 hours altogether of you and me Friday, May 26th. That'd be some, that's some appointment listening right there.
It'll be fine. It's at a bar.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's true.
Not only is it a bar, there's donuts. I mean, come on. What a day.
Yeah, Richie will bring the donuts like he did last time, and those were really, really good.
I'm having one this year. I didn't do it last year. I was holding back this year. I've been dreaming about them for a year, so I'm having one.
She's not kidding about that.
No, I know.
And we get
you can go get them. I mean, they're right there in Tom's River.
I can't do that.
I know you can't. I know, but
I want to.
It's a good thing you didn't. Really, to be honest.
Then we get all tanked up, and then go over for the after party at Joe Leone's. Pick up some. meatball sandwiches.
No, that's a long. That's usually a pretty long day.
You're in need of a little sandwich at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's why God made Wawa.
Well, Wawa's good too, but sometimes you're craving that the homemade Italian sub. So
Wawa's closer.
Wawa is closer.
Yeah.
See, we were driving home, and then we realized we couldn't make it, and that's why we stopped at Joe Leone's in Point Beach.
Oh, gee.
That's just a different story for a different time. By the way, Blastoff info to join us, 1071theboss.com right now.
All right.
That's it.
No, it was a good night. It was a fun night, and sat there and watched all the Ranger fans leave the bar one by one. It was great.
Bon voyage, baby.
See ya.
For the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, every morning right about this time, 620, 835, we hear from local businesses, community groups, charities, organizations, all looking to put on a little fun event for their neighborhood, their peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a little awareness, maybe some money for the cause, and we share them all right here on your CBB. If you got one you want us to mention, you can always text it in, 732-774-4444. You can do it on Facebook. Just send us a direct message, or at 1071theboss.com, or you can click Station Events, Community Events, and see a complete listing anytime your little heart desires. Week from today is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
It is just so hard to believe that May is next week.
I know.
Cinco de Mayo, Friday, May 5th, starting at 3. It's a live Boss broadcast with Van Dusen, our Ace Afternoon Disc jockey. Mm-hmm. He'll have a mariachi band backing him up. Escondido and Freehold, great drink specials, food specials, and a whole lot more. Of course, boss prizes to win, summer shirts. It's going to be great. We'll see you out there starting 3 o'clock. Week from today, Friday, May the 5th and the 20th, noon to 2. Don't forget to look for the Boss Roadies for the season opener in Middletown at Jersey Shore Power Sports. Oh, and then Sunday, May the 21st, it's the next of the live Springsteen on Sunday broadcast from Bar Anticipation. Mm-hmm. Of course, Springsteen on Sunday is live every Sunday morning starting at 9, but live on the streets of Lake Como at Bar A. Doors open 8 a.m. and the radio show starts at 9 a.m. Sunday, May the 21st. Healthy Kids Day, that's going on starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. The South Amboy YMCA. Enjoy an obstacle course. Family Zumba. Man, it's nothing more fun to doing Zumba with Grandpa, right?
Listen.
Bounce house, face painting, snacks, and a whole lot more. Better than jumping on the trampoline.
I've accidentally walked into a senior Zumba class and
Can you begin that sentence again?
I accidentally walked into a senior's Zumba class before at the gym.
How did that happen?
I just thought it was a regular Zumba class and it happened to be a senior Zumba class.
And stretch. And stretch.
Grandpa was Zumbaing all over me because he was real good. So, whatever.
Grandpa was he twerking on you? What is it?
He was just
Zumbaing on you.
He was just all over the place. He was real good.
Well, that's a story I'm going to have to hear more about later. South Amboy YMCA. They're on Facebook. Search them for info on the class. It starts tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. It's end of local summer party. Man, they're starting early for a summer party that goes on tomorrow at Sun Harbor Seafood and Grill in Barnegat. Starting at noon, going right to 8 o'clock at night, they'll have craft vendors, drink specials, and live music all day. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. It's sunharborseafoodandgrill.com for the details. And it's the BBQ Barbecue Jam Fest downtown Point Pleasant Beach, the aforementioned home of Joe Leone's.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of their locations anyway. Yes. That goes on next weekend. Make plans to be there Sunday, May 7th, starting at noon for a big pig roast, live music, kids' activities, and a whole lot more. PointPleasantBeach.com for more. They got all kinds of events every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Point Beach, that just happens to be one of them. They asked us to let you know about. And there you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know in your friendly neighborhood CPB, the Community Bulletin Board. Remember, yesterday I was described by my peers right here live on the radio as a little cranky.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not having that bad a week compared to other people. I'm sure you're not having as bad a week as you might think that you are because neither one of us is incarcerated right now. We don't have that going for us. That's why it's a little weekend tradition. Put yourself in the right headspace. Things are not as bad as they may seem. The news is bad, not as bad as it may seem. What's going on in your world is really not as bad as it may seem. You're not in jail. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. However, it's time for dumb crook news. Our crack team of researchers searched the police blotters north, east, south, west. Looking for these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. I covered them all, didn't I?
I think so.
Across the border, across the pond. Here we go. Dateline to Hotlanta, Georgia. 55-year-old Roger Barrett has been arrested after he stopped and blocked a school bus full of kids, then confronted them. Roger said he saw a kid flash his butt and another give his wife the finger as he was passing the school bus. So he parked his truck in front of the bus's path at a stoplight. Wouldn't move till they got the name and address of the children. They wouldn't let him on the bus. The driver called 911. A couple of parents arrived on the scene after this is going on and filmed their interactions with Roger, who's trying to tell them, your kid's a little a-hole who showed me his butt crack, he mooned me, and then the other one gave me the finger.
This is the male equivalent of a Karen. I mean, get over it. They're kids.
It's a Kyle. This is a Kyle.
Everything goes through your mind. What if my child is hurt? I'm just flabbergasted that a grown man would have that kind of response in front of children.
Should he have done what he did? No. But is that very rude and inappropriate for these children? He could be a real, you know, conservative, religious, God-fearing guy, and he's got butt cheeks, and he's got someone flicking off his wife. They're probably kids. I mean,
Come on.
Can understand.
Sure, he could be upset that it happened, but you're going to stop a bus?
No.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, and he shouldn't have done that, but could he have gotten the school district, then called up and asked the principal and taken some action? Sure, I can see that.
There's recording systems in every single school bus, so they could catch those kids if you really wanted to go that far and do that, but you're going to stop a bus? That is scary. We live in a crazy world. So if you've got this crazy guy that's stopping the bus and trying to get on the bus because somebody mooned him, I mean, get a life.
I mean, I hear you, but on the other hand, these kids should have a little respect, should they not?
They're kids. Come on.
No,
you and Frankie didn't do stupid stuff when you were a kid?
No, I would not have mooned anybody. I'll tell you why, because if I dropped my pants, Frankie would have reached over and, you know, twisted my nards. So I would have been afraid. Gotcha. For those who don't know, Frankie was my little hoodlum friend who ended up going to jail himself.
Ooh, yes.
Who, it's amazing, he's never been in dumb crook news.
Uh-huh.
Dateline to Central Pennsylvania, 62-year-old Cameron Bell pulled over as he was stopped at an intersection where there wasn't a stop sign. The police saw him, decided to see why he was stopped where there was no stop sign, no red light. So they knock on the window. He opens it up. Well, he's a man. He failed a sobriety test. Officer discovered a half ounce of meth and a bag of crack in his sock.
Oh.
Also had a crack pipe in his pocket. Cameron said, "I'm innocent. I don't know where these came from." He was arrested, charged with multiple crimes, including possession of a controlled substance and a DUI. Also claimed the pants must have been put on him.
Oh, yes.
Because he would never wear that color.
Of course.
These maroon sweatpants is ugly. I would never wear those.
These are not my pants. Nope.
This is dumb crook news. Well, if you just started paying attention, you've done it at the right moment because we're going to Florida. It's always Florida. 34-year-old Daniel Barrera got a revoked license, was caught driving regardless. Police pull over his car. They see a large clear bag filled with a powder. Daniel said it was chili powder that his family had sent him to Guatemala to make the perfect nacho. That's not what it was. Turns out it was heroin, 29.7 grams of it.
What?
So not only was he charged with driving with the revoked license, he got himself a charge of narcotics trafficking, and it could trigger a probation violation from his previous DUI.
I don't know much about heroin, but I do know that chili powder is red. I don't think that heroin is red unless he put chili powder in his heroin. Why did he think that the cops would believe? They say garlic powder, onion powder, something that's at least white.
Where'd you get this chili? New York City. New York City! Remember that commercial?
Yes.
Only in Florida. Dateline Georgetown, South Carolina. 24-year-old Alan Riggs arrested for trying to, quote, ruin the mood by shooting his gun into the air. He lives in the apartment below where his girlfriend, well, his ex-girlfriend now lives.
Oh.
He apparently was able to hear her and her new boyfriend canoodling above against some thin walls, some thin floors.
That's awkward.
So he first says he tried banging on the ceiling with a broom.
Yeah.
Then he tried pounding his fist on the wall and saying, "Shh, keep it down."
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work, so he decided to try and ruin the mood by taking out his gun, cocking it, and firing into the air.
No, really?
Now, luckily, nobody was hurt, but it did. They did take notice of the gunshots below, called the police. They arrived and charged Alan with a felony.
He's got to move. You can't be living below your ex. That's so awkward for so many reasons.
Imagine how the new boyfriend feels. I mean, that's a real sexy situation for him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Or she's got to move. Somebody's got to move. That living situation is not going to work out. Well, obviously it didn't work out, but somebody's got to go.
What a ruin of mood. He could have just like cranked up some Pavarotti or some sort of obnoxious music, you know?
Put that hamster dance song on.
There you go. Hey, quiet down up there.
Open Gangnam Style.
That'll ruin the mood real fast, don't you think?
I don't know. I kind of like that song. I feel like you could get some motion going with that. Might be all right.
Yeah, it's just my ex. He's fine. He's fine. Don't worry about it. All right, finally, we go back to the great state of Florida because, once again, it's Florida. 64-year-old Glenda Turner arrested after getting into an argument with her husband, John, because he came home from the grocery store, I'm imagining the Publix, with the wrong jar of pickles.
Oh,
no. It escalated, and Glenda picked up a, quote, wooden novelty piece in the kitchen. I'm not sure what that is. Threw it at John's leg. She then grabbed a trophy football from a plastic case and threw that at his head. Luckily, neither of them severely hurt, but John decided to call the police, accusing her of domestic violence.
I hate the gherkin pickles. I hate them.
You broke my football trophy. Only in Florida. And it's crazy to know. People are suing Disney. You never know what's going on in Florida.
You never know.
Dumb crook news. I made it a topical news-related day.
Yeah. Good job.
Came home with the wrong jar of pickles from the Publix. You don't want to do that. That'll ruin your marriage. That, right like that. It's over.
Absolutely.
Don't let that happen.
That's not good. No, never let that happen.
And I'll tell you what, you walk into the Publix down there, the big grocery store, they got a whole aisle full of every kind of pickle you want. There's no reason to bring home the wrong jar of pickles.
Yeah, they will have anything and everything you'd ever need in your life is in the Publix. It's amazing.
I'm going to guess we're about 3 to 4 years away from Joe moving to Florida and becoming one of those people who goes, "Hey, good morning, welcome to Publix. Let us know we can help you in any way."
That'd be a great job to have, wouldn't it?
That's his dream job once he decides to get to retire from his stupid radio business. He's going to be happy as a clam living down there working at the Publix.
Be a greeter at the Marathon Publix would be awesome. What a great job that'd be.
What's the minimum wage down there? Is it like 15 bucks or so? Not a bad gig at all.
No, not at all.
You do just fine.
Can wear those little tchotchkes on your vest. It'd be great.
Yeah, have all the little pins. Yeah,
his flair.
Yeah. His flair. You don't have enough flair, Joe.
Yeah. little smiley face. He's got the little pin for the Devils. He's got another one for the Jets.
Yeah, all great. That stuff in there. Yeah, no. Oh, no. You move to Florida, something happens to you, you become a Dolphin fan. Everybody who moves to Florida starts rooting for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know why. You're going to become a Dolphins fan if you retire to Florida?
No.
Come on.
I'm just saying there's a good chance of it because there's something in the air or something. I don't know what it is. I think they, you know, they actually release some sort of chemical that makes you turn into a Dolphin fan when you get down there. My father rooted for the Giants pretty much his whole life. He was in Florida 10 minutes, and he has Dolphin season tickets.
I didn't think the Dolphins had any fans. Since Dan Marino, this is news to me.
He made his money back every year selling the tickets. Because it was 10 games, right? The Patriots played once down there every year, and the Jets played once down there every year. And he would sell those tickets, and he'd basically go to the rest of the games for free.
Well, not a bad scheme.
Yeah,
no, he did good because he didn't want to go when the Patriots and the Jets were there because it was like a, you know, the Dolphin fans were a minority. So he didn't want to go, you know. But, yeah, that's what happens down there. Marion's parents were the same way. You know, they started watching football on Sunday, and there's the Dolphins.
I know. Speaking of football, I'm going to play. You know, remember those books back in the day, the Choose Your Own Adventure?
I'm
going to give you kids an opportunity here. I got two things to do after 7 o'clock. Yesterday we put off, there's something trending, the tongue twister challenge.
Oh, jeez.
We can do a little tongue twister challenge after 7. Or we can play a special round of kind of similar to the real or fake Florida. We can do NFL player or candy. What do you guys want to do after 7
NFL
o'clock?
Or candy.
I think the NFL.
I hate the tongue twisters. I'm so bad at them.
So it'll be...
And especially today after being out late. I couldn't possibly do that.
I can't.
So after 7 o'clock this morning, it'll be a special edition of NFL player or candy. We'll have the name of a real obscure NFL player and a real obscure candy from somewhere around the world. Joe and Rochelle will have to guess which is which. Why? I don't know. Just because it's something to fill 5 minutes and get us to the end of the show here so we can all have a weekend. That's why.
That's right.
The draft is also happening.
See what I mean? See what I mean about how topical we are?
We're on top. I tell you what, Robbie, you're right. You have your finger on the pulse, man. You are.
That's right. This is a highbrow show. You get a Ron DeSantis joke and you get that stupid game. All coming up on one radio show.
All coming up.
Point Pleasant Beach, where Lori was a winner this morning. Lori Schaber picked up $500, one of the last chances to get qualified before Monday morning's grand prize. $5,000, $5,000 in your hand. She could have that $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Become a thousandaire. Who wants to be a thousandaire? Well, Lori does. She could win that $5,000.
Yeah.
She won the $500 today. Two more chances for you to win. 107.1, The Boss all day. Keep it cranked up loud and proud. A little programming note. I want to shout out our buddy Ralphie Aversa. Tonight at 7 o'clock, he's on the radio with the Friday Night Flashback Tracks.
Yes.
He pulls out some cool 80s and 90s songs that we don't play all the time. Some of those deep cuts, forgotten 45s and all of that. And then he does the Totally 80s show. Also, 8:55 this morning, he'll be on NBC News Now.
Happen
to catch your NBC headlines this morning, look for Ralphie. He'll be doing the can't miss list because you get the other gigs getting going there talking about celebrities at USA Today.
Oh, that's fun.
So a little shout out to our buddy Ralphie this morning. Are you ready for this game?
I think so.
You guys, sure. You guys chose your own adventure. So I thought we'd do a little NFL player or candy.
All right. Okay.
Some NFL players you might not know, might not be top of mind. So Aaron Rodgers, for example, would not be included in this list. Tom Brady would not be included in this list. Right?
No.
Right.
Or it could be a candy from somewhere around the world.
Hmm.
That's not what I want there. All right. That's what we're looking for. All right. Here we go. Coy Bacon. Number one, Coy Bacon. NFL player or candy?
Player.
Rochelle?
I guess I'm going player with Joe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
McCoy Bacon was a professional player with the Cowboys and then later played for the Rams, the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Redskins.
Oh.
When they were still called that. So there you are.
He was around. He moved around a lot.
So this is somebody you knew who Coy Bacon was?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess it was McCoy Bacon. They called him Coy Bacon. Buzz Nutter. NFL player candy.
That's going to be candy, right?
Candy.
Nope.
Oh.
Buzz Nutter
Buzz play?
Played for the Baltimore Colts and the Steelers.
His name was
Baltimore
Buzz
Colts.
Nutter. Buzz Nutter.
Buzz Nutter, yeah. Like Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Lightyear, just Buzz Nutter.
Yeah, Buzz Nutter. Huh? All right.
Okay.
You got anything this century or what?
Let's do Abba Zaba.
Abba Zaba.
I've never heard that one.
Candy or an NFL player?
I'm going to say player.
You're going to go player?
Candy.
I'm going to say player.
Rochelle, incorrect. Joe is correct on that. Abba Zaba is a chewy taffy bar with a creamy peanut butter center.
Okay.
Abba Zaba.
Atari Bigby.
That's a football player.
We're going with Joe.
Yeah, he sounds very confident.
Because I have no idea.
And he would be right. He was signed by the Dolphins back in 2005. Also played... Played college ball Central Florida and then went on to become a member of your New York Jets. Bat Guano. Bat Guano. Candy or NFL player. Bat Guano.
Candy.
Michelle?
Player.
Well, once again, Joe Nolan. Joe Nolan leading here. It's a sugar-free mint. Made with cocoa powder and peppermint oil. Willie Gum, NFL
That's
player.
Football player.
Joe, again, sounding very confident. Rochelle, what do you think?
I'm going to go candy.
Rochelle is correct that time around. Willie Gum is a Willy Wonka-themed gum that was released after the Gene Wilder movie in the 1970s.
And if you watch The Food That Built America, you found out that that was a wildly big failure.
The movie.
Willy Wonka stuff? No, the Wonka chocolate, because the movie was so bad. They lost their shirt on that, the Willy Wonka people, yep.
No, I thought people loved that movie. Is that not a classic?
They did after when it came out. Oh, it is a classic, but when it came out, it did not have box office success at all.
I didn't know any of that. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't either.
I thought they still made Willy Wonka candy, though.
But in the beginning, they thought it was going to be this big, giant windfall, and it turned out not so much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I don't know that I've seen that movie all the way through. It's one of those kids' movies I wasn't able to sit through. Huh. I was a little...
The Johnny Depp one was pretty cool. I liked the Johnny Depp one. I saw it on an airplane once. I watched the whole thing. Yeah, it's very interesting.
I think they're working on a new one, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Mac Speedy, NFL player or a candy? Mac Speedy.
Player.
Yeah, all right, player.
Yep. It was a... with the Cleveland
Packers
Browns.
1920.
Oh, nope, okay. All-American with the Browns. And 7 years in Saskatchewan with the Rough Riders, who I've also,
there you go.
Also never heard of. A couple more here. Barkevius Mingo.
That has to be a football player.
It's got to be a player.
Yeah, he's a football player. That's quite a name. It took me a second to...
Yeah.
I feel bad for him as a little boy trying to learn how to spell that name. He played college ball Louisiana, then played with the Browns. Then was part of the winning Super Bowl team with the Patriots. 2013.
Okay.
Let's do Crunky Ball Nude. Crunky Ball Nude.
That's got to be a candy.
I hope it's a candy.
It is a candy. It's a candy made in Japan. Apparently very popular there. Hazelnuts and malt balls covered in crispy rice and chocolate. I'll tell you what, I'd go for a Crunky Ball Nude with my second cup of coffee here right now. That sounds pretty good. All right, there you are.
That's really good, yeah.
NFL player or candy bar.
That's fine.
Yeah, that wasn't terrible.
That was fine.
I got to be honest with you. I would have preferred we'd done the tongue twisters.
I'm sure you would.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, a peck of pickled peppers, Peter Piper picked. That would have been
fun. You're very good at those.
Sally sailed on the seashells by the seashore.
All right.
I'm not good at those. And
no,
like Joe
either.
Said, we were out last. I can't.
Everybody, the pace of the show is at about 80% right now. Everybody's a little slow this morning.
Oh, I think that's high.
Yeah.
You think so? You want to say about 67%?
About maybe half speed. Yeah.
All right, half speed. There you are. It's like, it's like playing a 45 at 33.5.
Right. Well, we'll get the engine room to put more coal in the fire.
No, very good.
And let's go. Yeah.
I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, but the Super Mario Brothers movie, man, what a smash hit this thing is. If you're looking for a movie with a rainy weekend, it's going for week number 5 on top. It is almost at $1 billion in ticket sales. I'm just blown away by that. Another $1 billion movie. You had, I thought Tom Cruise was going to have the only $1 billion movie of the 2020s. But
yeah.
Yeah, Top Gun, and then Avatar did it, and now Super Mario Brothers is just about to do it. The only big release this weekend, talk about sports and all of that, there's a George Foreman biopic. That's the only other big movie in wide release this weekend. That's it.
That's the thing. I think there have not been a lot of family-friendly, kid-centric movies, so I think it's a big thing because people want to take their kids and their families and their grandkids to the movies, and it's something that they will probably enjoy.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Will be out in July. There's a new trailer out this week. There's a new Flash trailer. And they're calling it a Flash movie, you know, the superhero that runs super fast, the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But you got Supergirl in it. And there's a new actress playing Supergirl. And you got Michael Keaton back as Batman.
That's exciting.
For the first time since 1992.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
He's doing all the lines, you know, that you want him to do with it. He goes, I'm Batman. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. So cool.
Is this the Flash movie that they were debating on whether or not
to... Yeah, because the kid that plays the Flash is like a psychopath that's been arrested for beating people up and for stalking and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he's a real bad dude, apparently.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I guess he's a good actor because they're sticking with him. But I don't know how that one's going to do. But the new trailer for The Flash also out this week.
Okay.
And if I don't know if anybody's interested, but also they're the Ghostbuster guys, Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson, all those guys were back in New York filming the next sequel, which is supposed to be out for Christmas.
So. Oh, that's really fun.
So, and I saw some pictures online. There are a lot of fans trying to get the, you know, they get the firehouse where they film the exteriors to the movie. Which I want to say is down near Tribeca, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and they're back there filming.
They did a couple of scenes this week, so there are people.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. That would be really fun to see.
Anyway, a couple of trailers if you're looking to kill some time in the rainy weather this weekend. Mm-hmm. For hashtag mom, God, fashions. I know mom's always looking to keep the kids occupied. You and Marianne were talking about that last night.
Yes.
She had five kids all together. Yes. Pre-Joe during his dark period, and she said thank God they all had each other to play with, because you don't know what the hell she would do with five kids otherwise.
Yeah.
And you said that's it, you got to keep them occupied.
You do, so especially with summer coming up, you got to figure it out.
I'm sitting there popping back my G&T and I'm listening to the real live mom confessions between you and Marianne right in my ears. We got some right here off the socials. We search at hashtag, we share them every morning, 720 and 920, like this.
Katie99 said, I told my daughter I had a crush on someone, and she said, I'm not trying to be rude, but why?
You're better off by yourself, Mom.
This is a text confession from Lar Thomas. He said, I'm a proud parent of twins who, when they were going through potty training, I had them wipe each other's butts, thinking this would break the habit of them yelling for me to do so. However, I'm starting to get concerned now that they are in their teens, and I happen to walk in on them.
Oh, geez.
And to everyone's surprise,
don't finish this.
They still continue this practice.
Oh, my God.
Should I be worried?
Yeah, you should absolutely be worried. That sounds like we need to bring family services in. Holy crap, quite literally.
At Paige Wells said, all three of my kids need braces. So I explained to them that they will have beautiful teeth, but no further education.
What was that guy's name? Lar Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
We better call the cops on Lar. Also, he kind of sounds like an NFL player. He could have been in that.
It's a cool name.
Candy or NFL player. Lar Thomas. Now playing for the Cleveland Browns. Starting every morning, 7:29:20, hashtag mom. Confessions. And sometimes dads. Clearly dads don't know what they're doing. All right, here we go. Time for fun facts. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Woo!
In my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed, kept next to the sheet music that the South Korean president had at the White House last night. This is real. He's a singer. Man, that's like every retirement party I've ever been to.
It was not that terrible, to be honest.
Look at the South Korean president gets up there for 8 minutes. They're like, well, let him go.
Were they doing karaoke at the White House?
No.
What was happening?
I think he just got up there and decided he was going to sing.
Started singing?
Well, we've all been there.
Cut him off.
Because sometimes this happens.
Is he a city that doesn't sleep?
Times it just happens.
I'm going to be honest. I've been publicly intoxicated a lot. Never had that happen.
Never had that happen.
Never did that.
These are fun facts. Facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. Fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
People typically touch their phones 2,617 times per day.
That's a lot.
They should do a new version of that song. I touch my phone 267 times a day. Last president who wasn't a Democrat or a Republican was Millard Fillmore in 1850. He was a Whig.
Oh, is that still a thing?
No, there's no Whigs anymore.
I didn't think so.
No, I believe the Whigs became what are now the Republicans or something like that.
Oh.
They kind of morphed.
They morphed into one.
Yep.
Okay.
They were at a Whig party with those.
With Whigs?
Right.
They were wearing Whigs?
No, that's not what it was at all. Listen, I'm sure there's some history teachers like, actually not the case. They were abolitionists from the North. It's like, I don't care about the history. It's
know.
A joke.
I have no idea.
It's a joke because Whig is a funny word, all right? Queen's original title for Bohemian Rhapsody was the Cowboy Song.
Not quite as catchy.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus and America and easy come, easy go. Why am I singing?
I don't know.
Can we hear the South Korean president one more time there?
Long time ago.
Studies have found that the middle stall in a public bathroom is usually the dirtiest. The first stall is the cleanest. See, I usually do the last one, but first would be better, wouldn't it? Because no one wants to take the first. You know why? Because people think that you can see in there. Because it's right there.
I always take the first stall.
Do you?
Always. I never go. I don't want to go any further. If I got to go, I got to go. I'm going to the first one that's open.
I usually use the last one, the handicap bathroom.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
And I should do that because I am handicapped. I'm riddled with neuroses and insecurity. So.
That is true.
I am operating at a handicap at an impairment with one hand behind my back. So if that's what it takes for me to get the job done, so my bladder doesn't explode.
The men's bathrooms don't have the stalls like the women's do, right? They only have one or two anyway.
I don't know about you, but I'm not spending that much time.
Well, I'm just wondering.
The bathroom of the opposite sex.
Because usually in the men's bathroom, I can't imagine there's even like a middle area. It's just like there's
usually
two.
If it's a nice bathroom, there's usually three and then the handicapped on the end. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I go to the handicapped on the end.
More roomy in there.
No, listen, I wouldn't cut somebody off to use it, but if I'm...
you one, wouldn't? Because I feel like you would.
No, I wouldn't, because then I would definitely not be able to go, because it'd be like they're standing out there waiting for me. There's a condition called Cotard syndrome that makes people believe they're dead and are walking around as a corpse.
Oh my gosh.
Some people call it sixth sense syndrome.
That's terrifying.
I definitely have that.
No, you don't.
I think I have that. Long time. He's the Prez of SoCo. I call it SoCo.
SoCo.
Music used to make me smile.
Yeah, buddy.
They were serving something good there.
Ain't no party like a Biden party.
That's right.
Don't screw around with me.
All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. You want to stay in touch this weekend, and I'm sure you have comments and thoughts. Please send it in, 732-774-4444. You can do it on our Facebook page or at the website, 1071theboss.com, where you can get our podcast or wherever you get yours this weekend. Here we go. Number five, Stanford student, a coder, has created a GPT. This is at AI. We're hearing a lot about this now, that listens to conversations, then tells you what to say. This is like, you don't know spy movies where they get the little earpiece, but the other guy doesn't know he's wearing an earpiece, and they're telling one guy what to say to the other guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Hey, Bridget, how's your trip to Argentina? I'd love to hear about it.
Oh, it was so fun. I had a blast. We explored around the city and went to museums and did a lot of fun stuff.
You know what I think is happening there? I think they're both stoned. That's what that sounds like.
Was that supposed to be the AI telling her what to say when someone said, how was your trip?
This is artificial intelligence, because it sounds like you're stoned.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're artificially functioning as a person because you're stoned.
Something's definitely artificial there.
That's what that sounds like. Number four, Deptford Township making national news. They have implemented a new rule that if you argue with a Little League umpire, obviously this is for parents, you'll need to ump three games before you're allowed to come back as a spectator.
This
is the Little League president, Don Buzuffi, talking about this rule.
They're coming here. They're being abused. They don't need that, so they're walking away. You're not allowed to come onto our complex until you complete three umpire assignments.
I got to tell you, that guy's a little scary. I wouldn't mess with Don.
Wow. What are these parents saying to the umps that is so offensive that they're walking? It's a Little League game. I've been to Grayson's soccer games.
You get fired up.
No, you do. You get passionate about your kid, but I'm not yelling at... What are they saying to them? Like, I don't... Again, it's a Little League game.
I'm not sure I agree with the punishment, though. I understand that we need to be civil in a public place, especially in front of young children, but I'm not sure making one of these hostile people an umpire is the right call. I mean, maybe make them sweep the field at the end. You know what I mean?
Be the ball boy.
That's right. When the kids take off their sweaty uniforms, make them do the laundry. You know, that might be a better punishment.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be, is the umpire the guy that goes, you're out of
hall? That would be the umpire.
I've always wanted it. I always wanted to do that. I don't know. I just like the game. I don't know what their name is.
That's the ump.
Number three, Freddie Mercury's personal possessions. We're just talking about Queen.
Yeah.
Hitting the auction block. They include handwritten lyrics to Killer Queen.
Oh, wow.
Expected to go for at least $10,000. Mm. And his mustache comb.
No. Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'd like to have his mustache comb. And not just because I am a student of rock history. I would like to have as perfect a mustache. A mustache. As Mr. Freddie Mercury.
He did have a good mustache.
Man, I can only dream of having a mustache that pristine, that perfectly.
It was definitely due to the comb, too.
Now, how do you make your mustache look so good? Well, you know what I did? I went and bought myself Freddie Mercury's mustache comb. I tell you what, that South Korean president, he's got a good-looking mustache, too. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have a mustache.
Obviously, does he have a mustache?
No, but he should. You know, bid me for Freddie's. Number two, new poll. This is a huge number. 77% of Americans say on social media they'll see recipes, food trends, and be nervous that they're missing out trying a delicious new food or recipe. 57% say they have tried to make recipes they found on a social media post.
Sure, I get that.
77% worried about missing out on a food trend.
I don't know if I'd say I'm missing out on something, but I can see wanting to try a new recipe.
That was a new craft cocktail that I could certainly understand. But we had people calling the other day for Joe's, I guess we didn't get that cake last
the
night.
Remember? Dump cake?
I forgot about that because we ended up going to a restaurant, not going over to Joe's house.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to bake us a cake. And we had a lady call up. She wanted the recipe with shortening and blueberries and...
We got none of it.
Yeah.
I'm missing out. Joe better make it and bring it in.
We're like Instagram on the radio. All you have to do is listen. We'll give you a recipe right here. Two pieces of Wonder Bread and some jelly. I'll tell you what, you got a delicious snack.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America. Mm-hmm. And number one, new report says that a Delta flight had to make an emergency descent last summer. Apparently, we're just hearing about this now. Hmm. This was not made public at the time. Leaky bathrooms jammed the plane's controls and shut down its autopilot.
What?
Now, if you have seen Air Force One or any Wesley Snipes movie.
Get off my plane.
You know that they've got a control center underneath the plane, underneath the cockpit that only the crew is able to access with a key.
Right.
Apparently, the toilet was dripping underneath.
Ew.
And caused the equipment to get fried. They had to quietly land the plane. It landed safely back in New York. They have done an internal investigation over the past 6 months, but because there was no injury, they are only now revealing to the public that they had this issue.
Interesting.
So some guy had a burrito back in seat 46C.
Toilet
overflowed. Almost put the airplane down. Good gravy.
That's gross.
Or bad gravy, as the case may be. Finally, Friday, world-famous celebrity birthday file, Jessica Alba. She is 42 today. The Property Brothers, both of them. That's right, they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
I know people know they're brothers. I don't know if anybody realizes they're twins. Jonathan and Drew... 45. Penelope Cruz.
Who doesn't realize they're twins?
I didn't know they were twins.
They look exactly alike.
I thought they were just brothers. I didn't know they were actually twins.
They look like the same person.
Yeah, but so do a lot of siblings.
One wears a dress shirt and the other one wears flannel. Other than that, they look the same.
Doesn't mean that they were identical twins. I didn't realize that. I thought they were just siblings who happen to look alike. There has to be somebody out there that didn't know that. Penelope Cruz, 49. Hurley from Lost. Jorge Garcia, 50 today. Bridget Moynihan, the former Mrs. Tom Brady, 52. Mm. Jay Leno. Hey, you know, it's my birthday today. If you wanna send me a card, that'd be fine. It'd be nice if you don't make me a cake. You know, Joe didn't make Robbie a cake, but that's all right. You know, I got Biffy. He's 73. It's nice. Hey, how are you? And be their headlines. Ann Margaret, 82 today. And iTunes, celebrating its 20th birthday. Apple debuted iTunes 20 years ago today, back in 2003. Ironically, today, National Blueberry Day.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kev, that sounds good. Maybe we'll have that after the show. All right. Time for headlines. It's also...
Does he have any other bit?
No.
It's only headlines.
That's all he has. It's jaywalking. I got that. I got the jaywalking. National Superhero Day.
Oh, that's fine.
I heard James Corden's last show tonight. If you need somebody, you know, I'll come back. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Yeah, Jay Leno.
Hey, Joe was supposed to make us a dump cake. We got nothing, but that's all right. Time for headlines.
It's my Jay Leno impression.
I know. I'm going to do that today. Make the dump cake.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just bummed because you sold it. You made it sound so good.
Oh, I know. I was bummed too. Because, you know, like I said, I just didn't want to put my wife through having to completely disassemble her business and then reassemble it in the morning.
That's
why we went out to dinner late instead of went out last night instead of doing it in the house. I mean, that should have been the way it was from the very beginning, and that was my bad. But anyway,
it's fine. You just you sound like quite the baker, and so I'm dying to try your dump cake.
No, that's the way this is.
Also, I like saying dump cake.
Yeah, I know. Dump cake is cool. That's why I like it, too. But the thing about it is that was funny, too. Last night, we were telling stories. And of course, inevitably, it went to making bodily function noises in the bed.
Always. Why wouldn't it?
Like the guy in the airplane area.
Rochelle and Marianne were both appalled. It was very funny.
It's not necessary.
No, it really isn't. It's not necessary right now, come to think of it.
We're eating dinner.
No, it was pretty funny.
You ever hear of... you ever hear of icebox cake? You remember that?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
take graham crackers and fluff, and then you put peaches on them. And my grandmother used to make that when she was still alive. God rest her soul. Oh, man, those were so good. You put it, you kind of chill it, you know, so it was cold, but not ice cold. Oh, yeah. That was...
Yeah, I can remember my mother doing with chocolate pudding and graham cracker cup.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then whatever else she put in the pudding and then put whipped cream on the top of it. Oh, that was good.
You know, I think you're right. I figure there's chocolate in there and then the whipped cream was on the top. Joe's right.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Is a baker. You see what I'm saying?
We used to make one like that, but I had graham cracker on the bottom, then vanilla pudding, and then you take chocolate frosting and you melt it and you pour it over the top. We used to call it better than sex cake. I believe it's called eclair pie, but we call it better than sex cake.
Now, why not?
So good. Oh, so good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a bakery around here that used to have a thing they used to call victory cake, which was kind of, it was very light chocolate cake. And in between the layer, it had like 10 layers. And in between the layers was this crazy light whipped cream.
Mm.
And you'd cut into this thing. There's no frosting or anything. It was just the cake. Oh, my God. Was that good?
I believe victory cake is something Eleanor Roosevelt goes back to the war. That's where that comes from. Isn't that interesting? So that's an old recipe there. Look at everybody just glazed over when I said that. The minute I said it, you could tell. I forgot what show I'm on here. We're talking
that's
about.
Right. And then
can't break up history. I'm sorry.
And then last night at dinner as well. What else? What were we talking about? The Glenn Miller Band. We're talking about Glenn Miller.
Yeah, because we're talking about how they're knocking down the old Hotel Pennsylvania across from the garden. And
right.
Yeah, we started playing Glenn Miller music, and the rest of the bar just cleared out after that. I can't imagine why.
And the they had the longest business phone number, continuous business phone number ever. It was Pennsylvania 65000, and that, of course, turned into Glenn Miller. And then the captain of the Captain N. O'Neill started playing it on his phone, and, you know, and like then Robbie said, everybody left.
We're out of here.
It's time to go. Gotta go.
Look at these idiots playing Glenn Miller at their table.
They must have been drinking. That's right. They get drunk and they rock out to Glenn Miller. So.
That's right.
Big party.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big party.
All right, listen, do the thing, and then I want you to stay because we're gonna gossip about our neighbors and the he said thing. All right.
All right, cool.
Got to get to the city tonight. Boss Ticket Window is open. Hi, hello.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Thank you so much. My husband is such a fan. He's going to be so happy.
Oh, man, that's great. That. Man, you think about all the big hit songs he's got to sing tonight. That should be a lot of fun to go see.
Oh, my God. We're huge fans. Huge from Creedence. We're old. We'll love him.
Well, bring your poncho. It's supposed to be a wet night, but it'll be fun. Go to Radio City tonight. What's your name?
My name is Kelly Stair.
Where are you guys going in from? What town?
Tom's River.
All right. She's like, we got a long ride on the train. That's all right, Kelly. Radio City tonight. John Fogerty should be an amazing show. We got some info if you still want to go. I think there's still tickets available. 1071theboss.com. Just click that flipper right on the homepage.
It's He Said, She Said.
Mm-hmm.
With Robbie and Rochelle.
We're going to talk about your neighbors. There's a big study. Now, I grant you, this came out of the UK, but I'm sure it's true here, too. This study found the average adult, now this doesn't matter if you live in a house, an apartment, whatever, the average adult has not spoken to their neighbor for almost a month.
Hmm.
Say, most people say they describe their relationship with their neighbor as passive-aggressive. 51%. Say things really? That annoy each other, inappropriate parking, loud music, animals like dogs barking, shouting, noisy children, noise in general, people having parties, doors being slammed, loud TVs, smoking in the yard, fire pits, barbecues causing smells in the backyard, littering, touching other people's possessions.
Yeah.
This is like me. I used to be upset my neighbor used to touch my garbage can all the time. Not giving you a heads up when they're having construction or some other work done around the house.
Yeah.
So anyway, big survey out of the UK. So I got us thinking this morning, what is the most annoying thing that your neighbors do? And I would say all of our neighbors are loud, but we got one neighbor. You hear him, the way this guy walks, whether it's down the sidewalk or in the building. Here's your...
Yeah.
Guy's got the heaviest cement cinder blocks on his feet.
I mean, and all hours of the night, too. Yeah. I'm like, what? Don't you sleep? What is this?
Yeah.
What? It's crazy.
Joey, how are your neighbors? What do you think?
They're quiet as a mouse.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
Yeah, I never even see them, really, to be honest with you. The one guy's in Florida the whole summer, a whole winter, I mean, and then he's here in the summer, and, you know, he's around, he puts around in his garden, he's a widower, and then the lady behind us works for the UN, and the country she's represents is in East Africa, so a lot of times she's up during the night doing stuff, and you know, and she sleeps during the day, yeah, because of the time difference, or the exact opposite end of the clock, so.
Well, Well, that's interesting. I think you did mention that to me before, but that is crazy. Yeah. A neighbor works at an important person works at the UN. Wow.
Yeah, I know, and I it's she's brilliant too. I mean, you go to talk to her, and you know, you're like, huh?
You're like a dummy. My parents, when I was growing up, she still does this. My mother's probably worse now, as she's got all day just to stand around. She names, she has little nicknames for all the people. Like, we get a neighbor, she has a neighbor across the street. She calls her Haha because a lady be out there with her friends at night, especially. She's like, look at her with all her girlfriends drinking wine. These women have no class. And then they laugh and they're joking, right? Having a party. My mother says, listen to her. Ha, ha, ha. There's ha, ha. So she got a nickname for every neighbor in the neighborhood, right. You know?
Well, that's funny.
Yeah. I used to have a neighbor that during the summer, would cut the grass at 10 p.m. on the nose. I think he was in the military.
That's ridiculous.
He
was like, grass at 10 o'clock
10
at night.
10 p.m. twice a week from June until September with his shirt off. Every time.
Jesus.
It was ridiculous. And Lola was like a newborn at the time. She's maybe 6 months. 10 p.m. on the nose twice a week.
That'd make me mad.
Crazy.
He was horrible. He was the worst neighbor ever. He was horrible.
Most annoying thing that your neighbors do. What is it? That's your he said.
She said.
And, you know, Nolan says too. 732-774-4444. You know the number? Call us, text us, Facebook us. Those are coming right up.
107.1 The Boss. 5 grand in your head.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Am I great, though? My caller 10?
You are calling number 10. How about that? You're qualified for $5,000. No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm glad you got through. I was going to say, if you ask me, this is the best day to get qualified for the $5,000 because you just got to wait till Monday morning to find out if you're the grand prize winner. So that's pretty good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we already know you're qualified for that $5,000. What's your name, by the way?
Lori.
All right. Good morning, Lori. Where are you calling us from?
Good morning. Point Pleasant Beach.
Okay, great. We were talking about your town all morning long. We planned this stuff.
I know. Joe Leon. Yeah, I heard
you. So good.
She heard us talking about that. Man, I love that place. All right, here we go. Let's fire up the free money machine, Lori. See how much money we got for you just for getting through this morning. And here we go. 100, 200, 300. Oh, boy, 400. Here we go. Give me the 500. There it is. $500 cash.
Wow. That's so wonderful.
That'll buy
you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
That'll get you some Italian subs at Joe Leone's, huh?
Oh, yes, it will.
$500 cash right now. You could be that $5,000 grand prize winner Monday morning. Lori, please tell everybody who is Jersey's free money radio station.
107.1 The Boss.
Oh, Nelly.
Friday.
Yeah.
Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it's Friday night. And I
believe this week is May. Matter of fact, it's gonna be May. Ain't nothing you can do to stop it. Try it. May. Get out of the way. It's a warmer day. He's ahead. Wipe away all your problems, too. I know you got everybody on your back. Everybody driving you crazy. Do you forget to file your taxes? Oh, boy. That's But you know what? It's the weekend. You only get one weekend, so you better celebrate anyhow. Look at that boss man, clear, square, straight in the eye. Or maybe it's your spouse, your kid, maybe it's your neighbor, brother-in-law, whoever the person is making you nuts. Say, hey, don't watch me, watch the smoke. I'm gone, I'm out, I'm blowing into your popsicle stand. I ain't gonna work here no more. You can take this job and shove it. Exercise the demons in a work week and let it all... This year is the world famous, finally, Friday Freakout on the radio. Only one thing left to do, and you know what it is. Get set to Kiss the Week facilities here on West Banks Avenue, Neptune, New Jersey, USA. This is the world famous Finally Friday Freakout on the radio, 107.1 The Boss, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Let it rip one more time. Today is Friday.
Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow. How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
So much the weekend.
Let's get started in here.
What a tune,
buddy. It's showtime, baby.
Oh! Nick Jago's here.
Been a big morning here for Lori, Point Pleasant Beach. She won $500, qualified for Monday morning's $5,000 grand prize payoff. Also a big day for Kelly, Tom's River. She's on her way into the city, Radio City Music Hall. Tonight, seeing John Fogerty in concert. I'll just a little recap of the first couple hours of this Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning extravaganza on a finally Friday here. 107.1 The Boss. And we got a fresh He Said.
She Said.
Going, there's a big survey out in the UK about how people deal with their neighbors. You're wondering, as far as you're concerned, what is the most annoying thing that your neighbors do?
Text from 7652 said, fly their stupid drones.
That is a big thing now.
Very invasive.
You're going to be shocked. But I'll tell you what, I would like to have one of those myself.
Really?
And I think that'd be kind of fun, especially take it like over there. You know, over a city, a downtown, over the water. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do something productive with it and take it to sightsee, but just to fly it over your neighbor's fence to see what they're up to.
No, that's...
It's invasive.
We really should have some sort of ordinance or something about that, don't you think?
You'd think.
Kind of crazy that we don't.
Barbara said, comes outside every time they see me.
That's
so creepy. That's so creepy.
Some people are just friendly slash annoying.
It's too much, lonely, though.
I agree.
It's too much. I understand. Like, I know some people are annoying, and I do understand that, or they're lonely or whatever, but every time?
Yeah.
You got to find
it. Is that a woman that wrote? Could be
Barbara.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if Barbara's neighbors got a little crush on Barbara. That could be, too.
Oh.
That could be, too.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Gets his excitement coming out and saying hi to Barb.
Barb needs to go out the other door.
Time to go out the back door. But it's funny how some people just miss that social cue where you go,
yeah,
good morning, and then they keep talking.
Yes.
You're like, what is that?
A text from 0032 said, I'm pretty sure I'm the annoying neighbor as I'm learning to play the didgeridoo. Seriously.
Oh, my God. That's a real text, man? You didn't make that up? The didgeridoo?
I wouldn't make it up. The didgeridoo. And I said, are you serious? And they said, I'm serious.
Where do they live? Do they tell you what town?
No.
You better find out. Yes, we can find it. Clear out the whole neighborhood.
Why are you learning to play the didgeridoo? Of all the instruments in the world, the didgeridoo?
Listen, we're not excited for you to learn how to play the drums or the guitar either, but don't do the didgeridoo. Knowing things your neighbors do. What? 732-774-4444. We had a super friend, Ray, checked in. He said he used to live in Philadelphia when he was younger. And he said he's... neighbor shot another neighbor for stealing his parking space on the street. Like, yeah, that's an annoying neighbor when the guy shoots you in the arm.
Might be a little annoying.
Holy smokes. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. All right, let's hear it. Mike Rocket, for the first time anywhere, the 2023 edition of Gonna Get to the Jersey Shore. 107.1 The Boss. He will be live, part of the summer blast off May 26th at Lavalette Info. 107.1TheBoss.com. He just mastered that thing on Tuesday. It says right on the label there. April the 25th. And there it is on the radio. Just hours later, really. Minutes later, the way it should be. Nice going, Mike.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Now let's put the wraps on this thing. Big study about how people don't get along with their neighbors. And never mind not getting along. The average person, this was a UK study, but I bet you it's true just about everywhere around the world.
Yeah.
Because most people go almost a month without having any interaction at all with their neighbor. And just more than half describe their relationship with their neighbor as somewhat passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
Now, what is the most annoying thing, irritating thing, aggravating thing that your neighbors do?
Joe said, my neighbor lets their kid bounce on their trampoline at 1 in the morning with their friends.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the kids, never mind how that's annoying to your neighbor. That's just not good for the kid.
It's not safe.
Let them play outside at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
come on.
It's really not safe.
No.
Text from 0933 said, we have neighbors that constantly slam their car doors. It's only two people, but I swear they slam their doors like four times, and then they go in and out of their house and out of their driveways right next to each other. It's very annoying at all hours of the day.
Mm.
And a text from 8512 says, smokes on the balcony right next to my bedroom. I don't care about smokers, but he coughs up a lung every time. It sounds like he's dying. I almost feel bad, but kind of wish he would just choke.
I bet he gives you one of these things sometimes. Oh, that is spits out into the yard or whatever.
So gross.
Oh, that's so gross. I think the longest place I ever lived, I mentioned I had a neighbor that would touch my garbage can, and I know he meant well. This is Craig. I never forget Craig. He used to move the garbage can. We'd take it. I mean, he just don't touch my stuff without asking was my issue. Same thing is at his deck. He would smoke food, and there'd be such a, you had to go inside because your eyes start to burn like you're in a fire for the, it was just crazy.
Yeah, it's a little much.
I lived in another place shortly after I moved out of the house when I was a kid, and I had a neighbor, and whatever she was cooking was fantastic. So I think some of it comes down to, do you like what your neighbor's cooking? Because if you don't, you're aggravated. If you like it, you're like, oh, you know, boy, what, that's, though? Even if it smells.
Yeah, even if it smells good, it's kind of
invasive.
It's a little invasive in your own home to walk in and smell someone else's food. And I get that that's part of apartment or condo living. I understand that. But it's just, I don't know. I don't like it.
It makes you feel like you're a little FOMO, like you're missing out, though, you know? Like, listen.
Yeah, well, depending on the smell.
Right.
Sure.
I'm having a Wawa sandwich. These people are having a gourmet meal. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but most annoying thing that your neighbors do. We'll keep that going on the Text Connect. You can check it anytime because we do. 732-774-4444 or on the Facebook machine.